We're very happy to welcome Leanne LaHavas to the World Cafe today. She was a nominee for this year's Mercury Prize, as well as the BBC's Sound of 2012 poll for album Is Your Love Big Enough, which was released over the summer. It's quickly gathered fans. The album was ultimately produced by Matt Hales, also known as Aqualung, although Leanne worked with a number of other people, including American folk singer-songwriter Willie Mason, who did a duet with her on No Room for Doubt, the first song on her EP and on her album as well. Here is a version of that, a performance by Leanne solo in front of an audience at World Cafe Live.
You caught me guilty, taking the pieces of you. That night you took flight, I couldn't decide what to do. I won't let a safe bet continue to make me go blue. Could go solo, would that be the right thing to do? We all make mistakes, we do. I learned from you. We all make mistakes, we do. I learned from you. Tiptoe too slow out of the door to your house. I know you know that this way leads me out. Outside, too bright, you're within, I'm without. You're within. We all make mistakes, we do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes, we do. I learn from you. Please sleep softly, leaving me no room for doubt. Please sleep softly, leaving me no room for doubt. Please sleep softly, leave me no room for doubt. Leave me no room for doubt. We all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. I learn from you. Ooh. Please sleep softly, leave me no. Please sleep softly, leave me no room for doubt.
Thank you very, very much.
Live on stage at World Cafe Live, that is a solo version of No Room for Doubt from our guest today, Leanne LaHavas. Now, that was one of the first, that was on the first EP, right, that you put out?
Yes, it was, yeah.
And it was a duet with
Willie Mason.
Willie Mason. Yeah. Now, how did you and Willie Mason meet each other?
We actually met in London, mm-hmm. but it was a chance meeting. We have a mutual friend. We have a few mutual friends, but he was working with a friend of mine who's a producer called Dan Carey. And I had been working with Dan the week previous. And I had gone to South London to see my grandparents. And on the way back, I was getting on the tube underground. And he was on the train that I got onto with Dan.
Ah.
And they were headed to a show in the centre of town. And I asked if I could come along with them. And we just got chatting that evening. And I had always been a big fan of his music. So when I found out that he would be working with Dan, I was really excited about it. But when we met, it was just like I wanted to be his friend for a long time, it felt like.
Did that song, was that always, you always envisioned it as a duet?
Well, we wrote it together.
Uh-huh.
So I never did one before.
Right.
Like a duet, and never wrote with a person and then sang the song with them before. And felt so much joy from it. So I just thought it would be really nice, because I love his voice as well. I thought it would be really nice to have him sing his verse that he wrote.
Yeah, that was really nice. That's indeed. Leanne LaHavas is our guest. And before Is Your Love Big Enough came out, Leanne spent a good deal of time. I don't really know all the ins and outs of it, but you had what was sort of called a development deal with
yeah.
Warner Brothers Records,
mm-hmm.
which means you're kind of they're paying you to work on your art. Is that how it kind of goes?
Basically, well, they facilitated
right.
me being able to record, and they obviously their address book is amazing. So I was meeting some really amazing producers, and I was so grateful that I was able to meet just as many people as I did, and for them to affect my music in the way that they did, so that it ended up how it ended up.
And yeah, so the sound of this record just suits you so well.
Thank you. And
obviously we've just heard the one solo piece so far, but your guitar is so central to all these arrangements. It's interesting.
Yeah,
was that
much.
How it was recorded with that up front?
Yeah. When I met Matt, it was 2009.
People may know Matt Hales, who was also an artist under the name Aqualung.
And I was a backing singer for various artists. And I had just been playing guitar for a very short time. I just started learning. So it had only been a few months of playing, but I really loved the guitar. So when I met him, he was the first person I'd ever co-written with.
Hmm.
But what he did for me, I think, was basically just get me to play and sing guitar. Sorry, sing and play guitar.
Right.
And he just built everything around that and really encouraged my playing, because I don't know, I didn't know it was a thing at the time. I just really loved the sound of it, but he kind of nurtured that in me, I think.
Do all your songs come out of a personal experience? Because we're about to get to some that I think do, but I'm just wondering if that's
yeah.
how you write.
They all do. I have, you know, I have the ability to write about things that are made up. But if I use that approach, I always find that there is some connection to the subconscious. But everything that's on the album, everything that made it to the album is completely autobiographical. And some stuff is just less literal and some is more literal. But it's all actual stuff. There's all a story behind everything.
Well, now I've heard you say that this Is Your Love Big Enough it's full of love songs. They're love songs and they're breakup songs on here for sure.
Yes.
And one of the most powerful breakup songs is this song called Forget.
Yes.
Now there must be a person attached to this,
and
I'm curious about the opening lines about writing songs. So this person was a songwriter?
Well, I love talking about the story behind this. He was an aspiring producer and musician, And because I had gone to him before we were together, I'd gone to him asking if he could record some demos for me. So I think that made him think he had some sort of power over me or some sort of complex that he thought I really needed him. So I just, you know, because I was so in awe of him or whatever, I just sort of let him walk all over me, really. And so eventually, of course, he broke up with me.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, no, he was still in love with his ex-girlfriend. And I was something of a rebound. And he didn't make this clear. But when I met my older man that I mention in age, this was when he decided to come back into my life, saying that actually he was wrong and he loved me. And he had been writing some music and he's written a song about me. And he said, would I like to sing on it? And I said, absolutely not. And my response to that was to write Forget. So when I say specifically about writing love songs but not loving me, that's where the story comes from, because I just wanted to show him, first of all, that he really didn't love me. I think he was just lonely. And second of all, I didn't need him at that point to help me make any music. So this is a kind of war cry, almost. Forget.
Waste all your time writing love songs, but you don't love me. All too familiar when it feels wrong. I think you're just lonely. Do you mind? I found another new way to forget you.
advice. There's no need to tell you twice.
Thank you so much.
Forget, a performance live on stage at World Cafe Live from our guest today, Leon Lajavis, and an amazing story. Now, we heard Forget, which is the kiss-off, the goodbye.
Yes.
And then Age, yes. We actually get to see your life as it happens.
Yeah.
Now, you met this gentleman around the same time?
This gentleman, this older gentleman, used to play in the band with me of Paloma. But I met him before I joined the band because I was supporting Paloma in another band.
Gotcha.
So that evening we all met each other and, you know, it was very brief, but we had a lingering glance. But I was still with my ex, so, you know, nothing was to come of that. But a few months later, after I'd been dumped, we went on a trip to Rome, which I also mention in the song, which is all true. And in the sound check, I heard him play the piano, which is also in the song. And it just made my ears just prick up. And I had never heard anyone play piano like that. So that was kind of the moment it was kind of love at first sound check. But that was what happened. And in that sort of period of time, because I didn't immediately start going out with the older guy, I was still getting over the younger guy. And it was, you know, sort of limbo period. So I was at his beck and call, but also exploring a new friendship with an older man who somehow was completely on the same wavelength as me. And I was 18. He was 32. I know that's not very old, but it does seem older when you're
18.
So we decided to just play music together. And that was the most glorious thing. Someone who really liked what I did. And it was the complete antithesis to my ex. So when I wrote Age, it was my like dilemma, my internal, should I bother with this older guy? Because he's a lot older and people think it's weird, but he's amazing. Or should I keep pandering to the younger guy who doesn't really care and, you know, is too obsessed with himself? So once I had that dilemma, I wrote the first verse, and then a year later, I was with the guy. So that's when I wrote the chorus.
It does change. It does. You can see it all in this song. Yeah. Well, let's listen. This is a wonderful performance of Age live on stage at World Cafe Live from our guest, Leon Lajavis.
Why do I love him? He don't love back. When I call his name, he turns his back. The weather is growing cold and I want him back again. I kinda know this other guy, but he's rather old enough to be my father, so he's not the one for me, 'cause I fancy younger men. I'm at a loss. Not a coincidence he left me, because my older man was ready to love me like the woman that I am. Ooh. So is it such a problem if he's old, as long as he does whatever he is told? I'm glad that it's just my heart that he stole and left my dignity alone. When in Philly we landed our first kiss, I slurred my words, but he pretended not to notice. And then he sat down to play my heart's anger symphony. So far so swimmingly. I'm glad I got out to find my fish in that sea. And we've come so far. So who gives a damn about the ages we are? Ooh. So is it such a problem if he's old, as as long as he does whatever he's told. I'm glad that it's just my heart that he stole and left my dignity alone. So is it such a problem if he's old? As long as he does whatever he's told. I know that I'm gonna survive the December cold with somebody to retrieve my long lost soul. With somebody to retrieve my long lost soul. Cheers.
There you go. That is Age, live on stage at World Cafe, live, Leon LaHavas. The song that many of us heard first and have gotten to hear a lot is the title track, Is Your Love Big Enough, which is a little bit different than other things on the record. It's a little bit more kind of aggressive. And tell me about this one.
It's a little bit wonky and sideways. This one started with a beat. Matt Hales and I were in New York City, and it was the week after I'd been writing with Willie Mason, because what happened, I went on a two-week trip just to write and just to be kind of out of the context of my London life. And it was my first time in New York, and it was just a really hot summer, and it was just the happiest time. So I'd gotten all the emotional stuff out of the way by writing No Room for Doubt with Willie. And the second week was when Matt arrived. So we were staying in this apartment in Brooklyn, and we made a studio in the dining room. So, yeah, so we were all three of us in the dining room, clapping and clicking. And then we were brainstorming what the song could be about. And Willie Mason was sitting next to me. He had my lyric book with him, and he had the pen. So he decided to sort of write it as if he was writing it about me. And he, because we spent a lot of time together, we were like partying around New York and stuff. And he said I was like a Pied Piper, because I just talked to people on the train or whatever. So when I say underground with the friends I found, that actually happened. So he just was writing buzzwords, and he actually wrote down, "Is your love big enough?" in my book. And he had to go because he had to meet his girlfriend because she was coming from Massachusetts. So he left. He left us with only these buzzwords. And then Matt and I pieced it all together and sang a load of nonsense. And then this melody stuck out, and we decided to put Is Your Love Big Enough to that melody. And it's just kind of an extravaganza, and it's not about any relationship apart from the one I have with myself. So that's why I wanted to name the album that as well.
That is a fascinating story. This is a great song. Let's hear a live version of Is Your Love Big Enough.
Found myself in a second. I found myself in a second-hand guitar. Never thought it would happen. Second-hand guitar. So I've just got to know, I truly have to know. So you've got to let me know, is your love. Drunk anymore. So I just got to know, I truly have to know. So you've got to let me know. Friends I found
come is your love picking up, picking up. I'm picking up what's to come. Is your love picking up the past is done. Is your love
There you go, our guest Leon LaHavas with a song that was written in pieces and it sounds really coherent. That is your love big enough. Yeah. That is the title track of the album. Congratulations on this and thank you so much for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Leon LaHavas, our guest, and we'll return in a moment here on the World Cafe.